I hear it's pretty grisly in there,
Franklin warned as he swapped places with Reese at the door. Gates raised her finger to her lips.
Shh. Don't spoil it for me, Franklin.
Gates tried the wall switch. Nothing. Apparently the fire department had killed power to the main breaker. She switched on her flashlight and shined the beam along the plaster wall. No electrical panel. Moving toward the tunnel of yellow light, she stepped into the foyer and froze as the curl of pungent smoke hit her.
What's cooking?
The voice from behind startled her. Gates glared over her shoulder at her partner, Bruce Hill. His shirt stained with sweat. He was out of breath and panting like an excited Pekingese.
Only a rookie would take the stairs,
thought Gates.
See if you can find the breaker box,
she instructed. Hill patted down the walls. Gates was no Epicurean, but she knew the odor wasn't right. And what was that sound?
You hear that?
The hiss was low, indecipherable and insistent. Hill's hand found the box. The lights switched on.
Holy Jesus!
Chapter 2. She lay naked except for what remained of a melted negligee coiled like a snake around her midsection. The hot iron had sizzled through tissue and bone, leaking a darkening pool of fluid onto the smoking carpet. So that was the strange crackling sound, like droning cicadas. Gates snapped out of it.
Unplug it.
She pointed to the cord. She took out a handkerchief, covered her nose and mouth, and stepped back from the rancid smoke, her eyes watering. Hill yanked the cord from the wall. A clouded blue eye stared out accusingly from the twisted face. The smoke and stench of burnt tissue hung like death's cruel veil, concealing the image of the iron still branding its deep imprint into the fleshy part of the woman's abdomen. Gates swallowed hard. Hill gagged and jerked a window open, allowing a fresh breeze to blow in.
I think I'm gonna puke,
Hill moaned.
Not on my crime scene. What a way to break Hill's homicide, Cherry.
Gates smiled, remembering her first homicide. She'd barfed down her own sleeve.
Check the other rooms. See if you can find some ID.
Gates instructed. How many crime scenes had she attended since? Each death was unique, but similar in effect. It incised a piece of her soul. Moving to the open window, Gates drew in a lungful of tepid air. Distant lights from the Spanish Plaza winked through the smoggy night, a rare glimmer of hope that someday her life might change. Gates dug out her notepad and began the slow, calculated inventory of the room's personal effects. With the exception of the overturned ironing board and a nearby glass lying on its side next to a small wet stain, the room looked intact. No obvious signs of a struggle. Gates figured the woman had been facing the ironing board when the accident occurred. She fell backwards, pulling the hot iron with her. The body showed no obvious cuts, scratches, bite marks, abrasions, or bruising, evidence often associated with rape cases. She stooped over and smelled the damp stain beside the overturned glass. Scotch. Single malt and expensive. Gates slid a gloved finger beneath the melted slip, searching for possible traces of semen. Hill walked up, packing an eel-skin wallet. He glanced down at the woman's raw, contorted face, and then diverted his gaze, examining the picture on the airline's identification card.
She wasn't bad-looking, Hill commented.
Gates guessed the victim was in her late 20s, maybe early 30s. It was difficult to get a feel of how the woman looked under normal circumstances. Now, most of the tissue had been damaged, pulled taut under the intense heat like latex under a heat lamp. Gates noted the nails, manicured and painted by skilled hands. The skin around the nails and toenails had lost its pinkish color, common during the early stages of rigor mortis. Gates picked up the victim's right hand.
"Shouldn't we wait for forensics?"
Hill asked. Gates ignored the comment and inspected beneath the nails, looking for any trace evidence. Through rubber gloves, Gates traced the victim's hand contours, as if the hand was Gates's window into the deceased's soul, a subjective history carved in skin. That had once been just a lot of metaphysical horseshit. But that was before logging 10 years in homicide in the Voodoo Queen City. Hill, busying himself in the closet, broke the silence. He pulled out a freshly pressed airline